And that's found in Genesis 8.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ उत्पत्ति 8 अध्यायमा हो.
Verse 13. And it came to pass in the 600th year and first year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. This is the third offering.
अनि बाइबलमा उल्लेख भएको यो तेस्रो बलिदान हो.
Noah coming out of the ark.
अनि नोआ चाहिँ अब जहाजदेखि बाहिर आएका छन्.
The very first thing he does.
अनि बाहिर आउने बित्तिकै पहिलो कुरा उनले गरेको छ. के गरे त?
Builds an altar.
एउटा वेदी बनाए.
It takes the clean animals.
अनि सबैभन्दा शुद्ध पशुहरू ल्याए.
The clean animals that God had given him.
अनि परमेश्वरले नै तिनलाई दिएका पशुहरूबाट तिनले ल्याए.
Remember when the animals came into the ark two by two.
अनि तपाईलाई थाहा छ कि जब पशुहरू जहाज भित्र ल्याएको थियो त्यहाँ जोडी जोडी गरेर ल्याएको थियो.
Male and female.
अनि यहाँ भाले र पोथी दुवै गरेर ल्याएको थियो.
Okay. Male and female, that there were clean animals.
अनि ती दुवै नै शुद्ध पशुहरू थिए.
Not just one of each kind, male and female.
अनि हरेकको एक एक किसिमका थिएनन् तर ती चाहिँ दुईटा अब दुईटा थिए.
But seven.
अनि प्राय सातवटा थिए.
God intended that there would be clean animals available to offer.
अनि परमेश्वरलाई यो थाहा थियो कि बलिदान चढाउनलाई शुद्ध पशुहरू चाहिन्छ.
They represent Christ.
अनि ती सबैले ख्रीष्टलाई प्रतिनिधित्व गर्छन्.
The clean animals, no blemish.
अनि तिनीहरूमा कुनै दोष खोटहरू थिएन.
Domestic.
उनीहरू घरेलु थिए.
Right. And nothing inside of uncleanness.
र उनीहरूको भित्री भागमा पनि कुनै अशुद्धता थिएन.
Beasts of the field.
अनि यो वनका पशुहरू थिए.
And birds of the air.
र आकाशमा उड्ने चराहरू थिए.
Speaking of Christ's earthly walk.
अनि सबैले ख्रीष्टको यो संसारको हिँडाइलाई देखाउँदछन्.
And his heavenly being.
अनि उहाँको ईश्वरीयतालाई पनि देखाउँदछन्.
And Noah offers this up.
अनि नुहले यिनीहरूलाई बलिदान चढाउँदछन्.
As a sweet smelling savor.
र परमेश्वरलाई मिठो बास्ना हुनलाई बलिदान दिँदछन्.
Unto the Lord.
प्रभुको परम प्रभुको लागि.
I like to think of this as the burnt offering.
अनि यो चाहिँ होम बलि हो भन्ने म सोच्दछु.
So you have the sin and trespass offering, the peace offering, and now the burnt offering.
अनि तपाईले यहाँनिर होम बलिको बारेमा अनि पाप बलिको बारेमा अनि मेल बलिको बारेमा अध्ययन गर्नुभयो.
It is the first time mentioned in scripture, burnt offering.
अनि यो सबैभन्दा पहिलो चोटि यो होम बलि भनेर भनिएको छ.
And it's all for the Lord.
अनि यो चाहिँ परम प्रभुलाई चढाइएको हो.
It is the foundation of this new world.
अनि यो नयाँ संसारको जग पनि थियो त्यो चाहिँ.
It has preeminence.
अनि यो चाहिँ प्राथमिकताको रूपमा यसलाई गरिदिनु पर्थ्यो.
Right. No sin could touch this.
अनि कुनै पनि पापले यसलाई छुन सक्दैन थियो.
Man cannot provide any alternative to this.
अनि मान्छेले अरु कुनै विकल्प यसको लागि ल्याउन सकेन.
And all the glory goes to God.
अनि केवल परमेश्वरलाई महिमा पुग्छ.
The Lord has brought us into His favor.
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई वहाँको कृपा मनि ल्याउनु भएको छ.
Through salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ.
अनि वहाँ प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टको उद्धार मुक्ति द्वारा हामीलाई परमेश्वरको कृपामा ल्याएका छौं.
But he wants us to grow in our understanding.
अनि हामीले हाम्रो बुझाइमा सधैं विकास ल्याउनु पर्छ.
And he wants us to be worshipers.
अनि हामी चाहिँ वहाँको निम्ति एउटा उपासकहरू हुनु पर्छ.
This is our calling.
अनि हामी यसैका लागि बोलाइएका पनि हौं.
Nothing can replace this.
अनि कुनै कुराले पनि यसलाई चाहिँ भर्न सक्दैन, यसको ठाउँ लिन सक्दैन.
Good works.
नयाँ राम्रा कामले यसको ठाउँ लिँदैन.
Service.
सेवा गर्दाखेरि यसको ठाउँ पूरा हुँदैन.
Many things.
धेरै धेरै कामहरूले पनि यसको ठाउँ पूरा गर्न सक्दैन.
But worship is what the Lord wants.
तपाईँ हामीले उहाँको उपासना गरेको आराधना गरेको परमेश्वरले चाहनुहुन्छ.
And all of these things flow from the worship.
अनि सबै सेवाहरू राम्रा कामहरू केवल परमेश्वरको उपासना गरेर आउँदछन्.
So may our service and our activity for the Lord be from the worship of our hearts.
अनि हामीले गर्ने सेवाहरू सबै कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वर प्रतिको भक्ति र श्रद्धा र उपासना आराधनाबाट बगेर जाओस्.
Amen.
Amen.